Today's Carcrageous Moment is a special warning for you. A scam that comes to us compliments of a TV station that in California that is getting reports from the police about a fast-growing scam I want to make sure you are aware of as well.
Scams, rip-offs, outrages. It's a Carcrageous Moment.
This compliments of KION News. And here's what the criminals are doing. You know, many places you use your credit card, the number is captured. Retail, restaurant, convenience stores, places you're in through a day that you'll do a transaction. So if there is a dishonest employee, they can capture numbers. They have your name, they have your number. Depending on the system, they may only have the last several digits of your credit card number or debit card number. It all depends on the system being used. Or there's been a problem in the past with people having a reader that they attach to an iPhone or an Android, and they surreptitiously scan your card, getting all the numbers for it. But what don't they have? For a debit card, they don't have your PIN. For a credit card, Visa and MasterCard, they don't have that three-digit code on the back of your card. American Express, the four-digit number on the front. So criminals call you pretending that they are calling from your bank. They're telling you that your card number is being used in suspicious transactions, and they'll say, oh, your card was used for this, that, this other thing. Did you make those transactions? You're like, no, that's not me. Oh, well, we need to stop the criminal from using your card right away. I need, in order to process a new card for you, I need your PIN, or I need the three-digit code, depending on whether it's a credit or debit card. Remember, they already have your number in part or in full. They are then able, if they con that information out of you, to do what they said was already happening, which is to do fraudulent transactions as if they're you. Understand this. No one is ever going to call you from your bank or credit union in possession of your card number or your credit or debit card number and ask you for either your four-digit PIN or your three or four-digit code from the card. Know that anybody doing that, that's known as pretexting. They're lying. You never, ever, not ever give someone pretending to be from a bank or credit union that information, because that unlocks their ability to pretend to be you and have a field day buying as if they are you. And Joel, I think we have time for an Ask Clark right here.
Yeah, we sure do. Clark Radom wrote in. He said, how does settling a debt compare to paying a debt in full? And which one will help your credit score grow the fastest? Are there differences?
That is a wonderful question. Generally, the damage is done by the fact that the debt went delinquent. And on your report, it being reported as a zero balance is only truly for the benefit of what happens later. If you are applying for a loan, let's say a mortgage, and they don't want any outstanding balances there that could cause a problem down the road. But as far as healing your credit score, I'm not aware of any of the scoring models that distinguish between a zero balance that's there from reaching a deal or a zero balance that is reached for you just paying the bill that was overdue. You're listening to The Clark Howard Show.